Hello everyone and welcome to the very first episode of Melovision. Together with me here today, I have Philip. Hello.
Copenhagen calling.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Dispoint. Welcome everyone to the very first episode of Melovision, where we will discuss, mostly now in the beginning, Melodifestivalen, because it's the season, it's beginning, finally.
6 Saturdays in a row!
Woo! Amazing! But later on, when we get closer to May, we will start discussing Eurovision as well. But maybe we should start with Eurovision.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they have revealed some exciting news this week.
Yeah. First, we got to see the stage.
Yes. The sketch of the stage.
The sketch. Yeah. We haven't seen the real thing yet.
What do you think, Joachim?
I thought it looked good at the first glance, but then I started seeing some memes online where they compared it to like a shark.
Yeah.
And I see that. My first reaction was like, it looks like a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like the spaceship from Star Trek.
Yeah, true, true. But it looks pretty cool though. But you thought it was kind of small.
Yeah, I think it's quite small because it's in a small arena.
Yeah.
But I think that will work well with the Swedish act because we have very small stage in Sweden.
Yeah.
Except when we had Eurovision, but...
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think maybe they run out of money. I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't have that much money from the beginning, so...
True.
Who knows?
True.
But hopefully it will look great live.
Yes.
And not as awful as Austria.
Great.
To be frank. To be frank.
Okay, the host was awful, but not the stage, maybe.
The things in the roof was cool with the balls and stuff, but the other...
Who doesn't love balls?
We all love balls.
Yes.
Yes. No, but I think it will work, hopefully. I don't think it will be better than in the Globe Arena.
No.
But...
Who can compete with Sweden?
No one can. No one can. We've done this now 6 times. We know how to do shit. But yeah, the stage will probably be amazing.
Yeah, it's hopefully. Eurovision, so
How about the slogan? Because we got to learn the official slogan for Eurovision 2017, and it's celebrate diversity. Hashtag celebrate diversity.
Yes, very cliche, but very 2017. If you think about everything going on in the world, so
true, but I feel it's always the same theme. I mean, Denmark had Join Us, right, and then Building Bridges in Austria, and then we had
Come Together, Grab Your Towels.
I mean, it's always the same thing, like bringing people together. It's like sort of obvious now. It would be fun if someone had something completely different, like, I don't know, don't sing a ballad or something like that. I don't know, but it feels sort of predictable nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have that high hopes for Ukraine, honestly. That's why I'm not going to Ukraine this year at all.
Me neither.
No.
Nope.
But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. But we will go somewhere else.
We will go to Manchester instead.
To watch Eurovision with our English friends.
Yeah, so you better bring it. We want a party.
Yes.
In Manchester.
Yes.
Maybe I should just say something, because I actually have a podcast regularly.
Yes.
But that's in Swedish. So this is like a special thing just for Eurovision.
Yes.
And Melodifestivalen. So you know that.
Yes.
Just making some advertising for myself.
Good,
yes.
You are kidding.
Yes, thank you. So.
Yes.
Let's go down and dirty to Melo. Oh, yeah, that's right. The semifinals.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the third news.
The draw was yesterday. So, Sweden will compete in the first semifinal, first half.
Yeah. And what do you think about that?
You know, I think the semifinals, I don't think it really matters where you are placed, first half or second half.
No.
But I think it's good to be in the first semifinal, because then the acts that go through to the final have some days off before rehearsal for...
Yeah, that's
true. So that's Tuesday, and they have day off on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And they start rehearsal again on Friday. So,
isn't it quite unusual? Because it feels like we've been in the second semifinals for quite a few years now.
Yes, true.
So this is like the first semifinal.
But we have some good acts in the semifinal. Australia.
Yeah, true.
We have some neighbors. Iceland and Finland. And
well, that song sucks, so we don't need to worry about that.
Sorry. I like the song. It's nice. I like the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
We'll talk about that later on in a couple of
weeks.
Yes.
But I smell 0 points for Finland. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Poor Finland.
Yeah. Always poor Finland.
Yeah. But what do you think?
I don't really know. It's too hard to say before we've seen any of the participants or any of the acts. But I mean, I would prefer second half of the semifinals because me personally, I remember the song better if I hear it in the end. But or towards the end. But
what do you remember songs in the end?
No, not really, because then I've started like planning my voting and everything. Okay. So not really. But you know, if it's a good song, it doesn't matter really where you place it or where you start or if you.
I think it's more important in the finals. But we have seen now in the final a couple of years that people who are in the first half of the finals have won, like Sweden 2 times and Austria. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a good song, I think people will remember it. Yeah. And if you have a really strong performance and all that, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You can be first, you can be last. And then,
you know, Ireland from 2013 in Malmö, they had the last act in the final, and they got 0 points.
Yeah, too bad. It was a good song. Yeah, yeah. I like that song.
Me too.
I played it a lot, but...
Okay.
But we'll see.
Yes.
But we will review all the songs for the Eurovision later on, once everybody has an actual act for it.
Yeah. We'll wait 6 weeks until Sweden have revealed.
But it will be some fun 6 weeks.
Yes!
So, what are your expectations about Melodifestivalen overall? Like
expectation overall? I'm excited.
All the artists now.
Yes. Mm. I'm very excited about all the artists, and I think it's going to be a great... variety of songs this year. Yeah. Very good songs, I think.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
I think... I totally agree. I think it's... I hope it's going to be a really amazing year.
Yeah.
The only thing that was surprising for me was the obvious, the big L, Loreen.
Yes. Like,
because nobody saw that coming.
No. That was a shock. That was a shock.
Because... You know, in the newspapers, we always know probably 20 of all the songs beforehand. We know who's going to participate this year. But nobody had guessed Loreen for this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she won everything with a landslide.
But, you know, as you said, she has something to say.
Ugh. God.
But let's see. She has statement.
Yeah.
So, but we will discuss her... Later.
Yeah, later on.
When it's time for her.
Yeah, exactly. And we also, in December, got to know the presenters.
Yeah.
The hosts for this year.
Not very exciting, I must say. We have Clara Henry.
Clara Henry.
David Lindgren and the old man, I know.
Hasse Andersson.
Hasse Andersson, yes.
Kvinna Böske.
Yeah.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Edvard af Sillén has not written the script for year. So let's see. I hope it will be fun, but I don't have much expectations.
No, I
on
feel
the presenters.
I feel they don't have any personality.
No, true.
Maybe Clara Henry the most because she's famous on YouTube and she makes her own videos and she's funny, but. We know one of them can sing and dance, and that's David Lindgren. I don't know if Clara Henry can sing. I don't think so.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if any of them are funny enough to host the Melodifestivalen, because you have to be funny. I have my doubts.
Yeah.
Strong doubts, but I don't know if it's a good script.
Yeah.
Even though Edvard af Sillén hasn't written it, maybe they will pull it off.
Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We also, this week, wasn't it this week, we got to see the stage. Maybe last week.
Yeah. Last week, the sketch.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it live yet. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow from the clips.
True, true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I said what I think. I thought it looked like.
And what did it look like?
A vagina.
No.
A lot of V shapes going on.
Same here. It looks small, but it's still a sketch. Small.
Yeah.
It's very. It has a deep. I don't know.
It's quite deep.
Yes.
And this pointy thing going out of it looks like a dildo. there's a lot of references to vaginas and dildos with this stage, and I don't know. It is, although, the same creator of the Eurovision stage from 2016. So that tells you quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think it will be pretty cool when it's live and it has tons of LED screens and everything. Yeah. So I
hope it looks good. Hope it looks good.
Yeah, I think so. But it will be different from other years, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. So.
Yes.
This week.
Yeah, the acts from this week. Should we start with song number one?
Yes.
Her Kiss with Boris Rene.
Mm-hmm. From last year, he did Put Your Love on Me.
Yes.
Good
very
song.
Sexy, very sexy. Charisma. Mm-hmm.
He's a good singer.
Yeah, I hope it is an up-tempo dance song. Yeah. You can sing along and dance. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I think he will do pretty good. I don't know. Finals? I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure yet. I have to listen to the songs before I can.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. I don't know if he has that big of a fan base, really,
True.
Compared to some of the others competing in this semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like top two or three. Also, he will be three or fourth.
Second chance.
The second I think so.
Yeah.
Not straight to the finals, because I think there's stronger acts this week, actually. Okay.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's going to be a good song, though.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah.
And then we have Adriana with the song Amare.
Yeah. Is it Amare or is it Amare?
But she sings in English.
Is it in English? Are you sure?
Is it Swedish? I don't know.
No, it's in Swedish.
No.
Is it? I have the song lyrics right here.
Really Swedish. Ah, is it Swedish? Okay.
I think it's like some sort of ghetto slang. Could be. Amare. You know. Like.
Amare. Yeah, I don't know. But she's a newcomer.
Yeah. She's released like two singles.
She's
or
a hip hopper.
Yeah.
I think it's fun that they brought in Swedish hip hopper and also
a female
Swedish hip hopper. So, but
I don't know. I feel with the case with like regular, usually with hip hoppers, and when it comes to Melodifestivalen, it's too big for them and it's too hyped. It's too much.
They only have 3 minutes, so I don't know.
And I think maybe she feels quite shy. I don't know, but.
Yeah. And the Swedish audience has very high expectations, so I think the beat needs to be good and the melody in the song needs to be good.
Yeah, and she needs to be good live.
Yeah,
as well, because she's not that known,
so
she needs to like bring it.
Yeah, and I have not heard any songs of her on Spotify.
I've heard her latest single, and it's quite catchy.
Okay,
quite upbeat, but. It's still, to me, it's not Melodifestivalen, and I know Melodifestivalen should include all different types of music, but still, I feel like people at home will be like, oh, this is way too contemporary, way too modern, and
hip-hop?
Yeah, I think so. Just imagine, like, people watching and also voting as well. They are a bit older. Maybe the young kids will like it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's other acts, especially in this semifinal, who they would prefer before her. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I'm very excited about her song.
I think I will like it. But I don't think it will make it to neither the second chance or the semifinal or the final.
No.
Sorry.
No, sorry. And then we have song number three, One More Night with Dina Na.
She's back again.
Yes, pink hair and everything.
Yeah, and Dr. Alban again.
Yes.
Writing the song.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I, this should be fun. I'm very excited. Dance, dance, dance.
This is party nonstop.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
And I like that she got, last time she was in Melody Festival, that she got to the second chance and then through the finals.
Yeah. But didn't she end up last
then? No, second last. Or
second.
Something.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, but still. But you know, if you go to the final in Melody Festival and you have done something good.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think you always, all the songs in Melody Festival could fit in Eurovision.
That's if true. We hear. At least the ones that reach the final. Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
We're not smug at all.
No. But so I hope. I have very high expectations. I think she would go to second chance, not final.
I don't know. I think there's stronger competition.
No, I don't know.
In this semifinal, actually. I don't know. I think she is risking it by probably making the complete same song as she did last time. And if she does that, then no. Seen it, heard it, bye bye. I don't know. We'll see.
I think second chance, but I'm very excited for her.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then song number four, we have Road Trip with the act De Vetu.
De Vetu.
Yeah, it's like four Sabine Victors.
Yeah, exactly. they're like super huge on YouTube, make a lot of funny clips.
I'm not excited at all. But I don't like the humorous acts. I don't like the humorous acts at Melody Festival.
No, me neither. No.
Some songs have been catchy, of course, after a couple of glasses of wine on the dance floor in the clubs if they play the songs.
Samir Victor, for example.
I'm on it. But like now, I'm not so excited. So for me, they will not go to final.
I think this is a dark horse. I think they have a huge fan base from YouTube and all the fucking millennials watching. And let's face it, it's four very handsome guys. One of them, the DJ, always shirtless. And I think the girls will like it. The gays will like it. The thing is, I think they will. But I don't know. It's hard to say when you haven't heard a song, but I think, I think they will go to the final. It's one of those, oh, fuck. Oh, okay, but I see it, but yeah, no. Oh, fuck.
Okay. I'm not excited. Let's end it at that, please. So, and then we have winner of Melody Festival two times, winner of Eurovision one time with a song, Mitt Liv. My Life in English.
Yeah.
Charlotte Pirelli.
The hero.
The hero, yes.
But this year, she's a zero. I think so. From what I've heard from this song, it's...
it's a very new sound for her, I think.
Yeah.
It's a very... I don't know, it's not a power ballad.
No, it's more like... I don't know how to explain it. Like folklore, like folk music.
Yeah, and it's not schlager.
No,
so
sadly.
All you English listeners, don't prepare you for Helene Fischer's
remake cover. No.
No.
Not a hero, not a
hero. But I'm excited for her that she's doing what she wants to do, a new sound.
Yeah.
But I think she will not go to the finals.
No.
Nor the second chance.
No. She's out. I think she's probably beating for or competing for the last spot.
Yeah.
I think.
Unfortunately. But
yeah, super sad. But then again, I don't know. It seems sort of pretentious to do that type of song. And also that comment that I've seen her said, like, this is finally something I wanna do. Okay, so you didn't like Hero. You didn't like Take Me to Your Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. Okay. 0 points. Next.
Okay, let's end it at that.
Yes.
So we have the next song, Wild Child with Ace Wilder.
This is gonna be fun.
Yes. So I think it would be an up-tempo song.
Yeah.
So that would be definitely fun.
She always does.
Great show number, I think. Dance number.
As always. It's always Eurovision class.
And I think all the time her songs have been... different, it's not predictable. The sound is not predictable.
No. No, she's so very edgy.
Yes, so I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
And I think because she's well known and everything, mm-hmm. she has a fan base within Melodifestivalen.
Definitely.
That she will go to the final. I will be very surprised if she goes to the second chance. But who knows? Yeah. The song needs to be good. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
It's all about the song.
Yeah.
But
if you look at all the betting sites right now, she's in the top. She's like a definite number one or two to go to the finals. So
yeah.
As well, I will be super surprised if she doesn't go to straight to Friends Arena. But no, I think that's a given.
She's I will vote for her.
She's probably the safest bet this week, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Then number two... That's trickier. But Ace Wilder, you'll go to the finals.
Yes.
Straight away.
And then the last song of this first semifinal in Melodifestivalen is song Hold On with Nano.
Nano.
And what do we know about Nano? Not so much.
Not so much at all. He's sort of a hip-hop
R&B
singer. And he hasn't really even have a like radio hit here. He has a couple of streams on Spotify, quite a lot of streams, but still he isn't that big. He's definitely a newcomer. Even though the expectations are quite high, because he is actually the number two favorite to go straight to the finals after Ace Wilder.
Correct.
And he's got the last starting act in this semifinals, which is always good, because then you know it's probably a pretty good song.
Yeah.
That's how Christy Björkman works.
Yes.
I don't know. I think the fact that he's quite unknown... I will say second chance.
Yeah, I have said final.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Could be. Could be that sort of like, from what I've read from the song, it sounds a bit like Franz. Sort of mid-tempo with the hand clap in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be that effect, but he isn't that cute though. So Franz at least had that. Nano is just quite fat and bald. I don't know, but yeah.
No fams, no fats.
No fams, no fats. No, but second chance, I think. But it will still be a surprise though, because when I heard his name for the first time, I was like, oh shit, is he in? So yeah. To summarize then, your number two to go to the finals are...
Ace Wilder. And Nano.
And mine are Ace Wilder and De Vete. I'm staying strong with that.
I am.
Yeah.
Do that. And your second chance?
Is Boris Renea. And who was the fourth one?
Nano.
Yeah, Nano.
Yeah.
Sure. Boris Renea and Nano. Yeah. Correct.
And I have Boris Renea and Ding Nana.
Quite different though. Yeah,
because I think
Dinana's gonna bring it.
Yeah, I have it in the bag.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. They will release 1 minute of each song from this week.
Yes,
that will be very exciting. And during the day, they will release like 30-second clips from their rehearsal.
Correct.
So
that's what we're gonna be. Stay tuned,
and that will probably be on svt.se. I guess.
Yeah, nowhere else.
As always, And we're just so excited for Saturday and see what happens.
Yes, very excited.
Yes, and we will release these episodes every week with a sort of a summary of last week and looking forward to the week ahead.
Yes.
And you know where you find this podcast? On every platform that you can find podcasts, SoundCloud and iTunes. So that's it for now then, yes. I guess. And have a great night and happy Mellow!
Happy Mellow! Hashtag Mellowvision!